doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
If you had trouble Googling Monday afternoon, you weren't alone. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Google has said only that access to some of its services was impacted on Monday, but it offered little additional information. But other internet security officials say it was an internet traffic diversion that rerouted data through Russia and China, disrupting Google services late Monday, including searches, cloud hosting services, and Google's bundle of collaboration tools for businesses. The service interruptions lasting for about an hour and a half, ending at about 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Thousand Eyes Network Intelligence Company says in a blog post, at a minimum, it caused a massive denial of service to G Suite users as well as Google searches, and put valuable Google traffic in the hands of ISPs in countries with a long history of internet surveillance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The trial for drug lord El Chapo has been delayed in a Brooklyn court. One of the jurors was having anxiety, and they're looking into replacing that juror with an alternate. Andrew Hogan is the DEA agent who helped bring down El Chapo. He joined NBC's Today Show to discuss how big it would be to put El Chapo in prison.
Chapo is the biggest. He always has been the largest, you know, drug kingpin out there. And I mean, he's responsible for hundreds of quantities, or hundreds of ton quantities of drugs moving it into the United States, Canada, Europe, elsewhere. So he's really become this, you know, larger than life legend, responsible for a lot of violence, a lot of killings, and now he's standing for that.
Hogan next was asked if El Chapo is a flight risk.
No, I think you need to be prepared.
Yeah.
Because with Chapo, you never know. He's always one step ahead. And that's, you know, when our team was targeting him, that's what we had to be prepared for, is to be ahead of him and be ready for his next move. So I think they're taking the proper precautions, and the judge is being firm.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1789 when Benjamin Franklin writes to a friend, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host on WHCRDB, the voice of business here in Flemington, New Jersey. Our programs are sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce on Flemington in Main Street in a beautiful restored mansion. If you ever have a chance to come by and see us and come to the studio or get interviewed, you would be amazed, and you would have a great time doing so. So I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I'm owner of Rossmore Mentoring Group, and I'm your host on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This program is called Teachable Moments in Business, and that's because I have a huge passion for helping business owners and those that they employ to be successful in what they do so that the business achieves its goals. And by the way, today is an example of where I'm going to be sharing some information with you that pertains not only to the Business Expo that was held last Thursday here in Flemington on November 9th, but also I'm going to share some information that would be of value to companies when it comes to the value of branding their businesses. And there's also an article that appeared in the 100 Chamber newsletter, I think it was in September, that was about principles for achieving success in a business. It's a great article. And so I'll be sharing all of this information with you. It'll be about the trade show briefly, and then some hints on building your brand identity in business. So those are my topics for this afternoon. And before I get started, I would like to move on to weather. And right now, it's not too bad outside. It's, I think, the high of 50 degrees today. And tonight will be a low of about 30. And let's see, scattered showers later on today. And tomorrow, tonight, cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. And after I come back the second time around with weather, we'll take a look at the extended worth of weather. So here's a... another word from our sponsor, and I'll be right back.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
So I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan of Teachable Moments of Business here in Flemington, New Jersey at WHCRDB. So let's talk a little bit about the trade show or the business expo that the Hunterdon Chamber held actually last week on Thursday. It was a great event, and it was held in a large facility. It's called Next Level. It's a sports facility and a sports training program that they have in this very big building. And there were, I don't know how many exhibitors, maybe 130 or 50, something like that. The show was good, and it made it, it was especially good for, of course, I'm going to brag a little, but it was especially good for some of the folks that attended my classes. I conducted two classes here at the Chamber on how to maximize your investment in expo and trade show marketing. And in fact, I took pictures of several of the exhibitors who came to my classes beforehand. And I'm happy to say when I conduct classes on whether it's trade show marketing or it could be regular marketing or selling skills, I teach classes in networking skills and how to keep good and how to attract and keep good employees, all of these things we talk about. These are things that I have a passion about. And I went around to see the exhibitors, and not everybody attended my classes. Many more should have. We had a pretty good turn. I think we had over 20 or so exhibitors over the course of two programs that I conducted. And these ran for about 3 hours. There's an awful lot to talk about, a lot to learn when it comes to trade show marketing. The focus in these programs is not only the preparation for a show, but I cover what to do before, during, and after. So for that reason, we get into where to choose a booth, how to design a booth, what should it have in it to attract your target audience, how to know who your target audience is, and how to reach people so that they come to your booth. You know, as an exhibitor, you can't assume people are going to find your booth. You have to invite people to the booth. So this is where knowing your target audience, because in theory, it may be that only about 16% of people on a show floor would be prospects for your business. This show, in particular, is unique in that it's a consumer show as well as a B2B show. So you have consumers walking around who are looking at the products and services. They're picking up samples or little giveaway things. But at the same time, an exhibitor may be looking for business people that they could serve, because there were a lot of business-to-business vendors. And so it's a mixed thing. And then, of course, at 5 o'clock at night, the wonderful restaurants in the Flemington area provide tastes of different foods and dishes that they prepare in their restaurants. And so that's a really big hit. Also, on 101.5 FM radio, Bill Spadia is one of the presenters every morning, and he was here as well. He walked around, and he spent most of his time, because I watched him, he spent most of his time speaking to people on the floor, both exhibitors as well as visitors to the show. But I think it was a very good show. The weather was good. The parking was good. So I hope that you'll mark your calendar. Next year, it'll probably be held in the second week of November, but don't overlook checking with the chamber to see what the dates will be next year. But at least mark your calendar for November. I'm sure that they won't change the month. So it was a really good show. And if you ever decide to exhibit at an expo or perhaps at a business a trade show or conduct any kind of a business event, you ought to talk to me, because I can tell you that you learn information from me that you're not going to hear anyplace else. And there's no sense in just showing up without a game plan. In fact, when it comes to preparation, the business expo, I think, should take at least 3 months to prepare. And also, if you're going to do an industry trade show locally, it might be 6 months ahead. If you're going out of state or out of the country, you could be looking at a year's time just to get ready for the event. There's so many things to do. You just don't show up. You want to make every penny, every moment count, and every penny count that you've invested in it. But it's trade events and expos are wonderful opportunities to connect with your target audiences. Also, you know, to find new business opportunities, to get appointments, to influence influencers who may not make decisions, but they help the decision makers make their decisions on buying products and services. So it's really a win-win for you if you take advantage of it. But don't do a show without first learning how to do it correctly. And the other thing is, once you do a show and you decide that it's the place you need to be, you must keep going back, because multiple exposures for a business are critical. Someone might want to use your services, but if they're not ready to use the services today, then if you're not out there in marketing, using what I call a full circle marketing a program, eventually you're out of sight and you're out of mind. So keep that in mind as well. So there's a lot to think about in business today. You have to have an integrated marketing program, and trade shows and expos are certainly one of those areas that you need to focus on for sure. So I'm going to play some more of our messages from sponsors, and I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about employer branding, a very important thing to do. So you'll hear more about that when I come back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. So let's see. We're going to talk about employer branding and attracting talent. Now, keep in mind that your brand identity is made up of a whole bunch of things. It's your logo. It's the name of the company. It's how you market the product or service, who uses your product or service, what activities you participate in the community. Who uses your products? Oh gosh, there's a whole bunch of things. How the product is or service is supported by your company. All of those things create. It's the logo, but it's all these things create the brand that people can relate to. And your brand identity is in the mind of the beholder. You can try to control it, but you have to do your best to control it in a way that you get a positive mindset in the minds of the people that you reach out to. So I found some interesting information about employer branding as it relates to attracting talent for the business. Because as consumers, we're inundated with brands on a daily, hourly, and every minute basis. But branding isn't just necessary for marketing products. It's imperative for recruiting talented employees. As you will probably agree, over the last 10 years or so, employer branding has become crucial in this competitive marketplace. We have competitors today, and for that reason, more employers are focusing on their branding. Because having a strong employer brand eases recruitment and increases employee loyalty. So today it's... I think we may be getting away from the time that people switch jobs quickly. I think we're going to start seeing it in the young millennials as well as the Z generation. These are the people who are in high school and they're in college right now, Z generation. But there were surveys of employers regarding the attraction of employees and. They said they have a branding strategy in place or plan to implement one soon. So there are companies that are beginning to realize that they have to build an employee, an identity for their employees to attract the right kinds of employees. So although it's like branding for products, it's about perception, and in this case about the employee experience at your organization. Keep in mind that reputation means a great deal to candidates, and that's especially true for the millennials and the Gen Z population. So there were some surveys done where about 80% of candidates indicated that the company brand was very important or extremely important in selecting the jobs that they were going to apply for. A well-respected employment brand enhances your job openings visibility. So there really have to be touch points that you're going to consider to be perceived by potential candidates. So from the company's website to the receptionist's greeting and the organization's involvement in the community to the image portrayed at a trade show, you have to think ahead to where you're going to have impact in the minds of your audience. I know that for sure, the younger people are interested in gravitating to companies that participate in community outreach. It could be, let's say, for example, a company decides to have an employee to spend a day with Habitat for Humanity so that they are participating in that in their local community. Of course, it's a great great event that a company can leverage through press releases or notices on their website. So you can really leverage and take advantage of those activities in which a company might be participating. And of course, all of the time that the company is getting exposure in the media, they can show the image of their brand through the people, through what they do, their attitudes, their personalities. All of that has an effect in the marketplace. Another thing that you have to, when it comes to touch points, think about what people might be posting about your organization on social networks. And so for that reason, it's a good idea to have what I call a chief listening officer. I just forgot it. A chief listening officer, you could call them. And this is somebody who watches the social media and they're listening, so to speak, on what's being said on the internet, because you need to know what people are saying about your company. And I think people will accept a negative statement so long as the company acknowledges the statement and explains either how they're going to fix the situation or perhaps they've been misunderstood. But having a chief listening officer, somebody who really pays attention to what's being said about your business and you, the owner. One thing you can use is Google Alerts, and I personally use Google Alerts quite a lot. So I track information through Google on what's being said about me personally, about my company, about the competitors, about the industry that I'm in. So use that service. It's free. It's amazing how many people don't know about Google Alerts, so that's something I would alert you to. Many mistakenly associate employer branding with expense, and there are tactics for building a brand identity that can be expensive. And because it does take people's time and resources. However, it doesn't have to be costly. So one simple thing that an employer can do when they circulate a notice that they're looking for some new employees, they have to have a standard follow-up procedure for those applications and also a way to let the candidates know that that their application has been accepted and has been received. Now, if you're reaching out to a broad audience to find a certain employee, you may be handling quite a few applications. So perhaps you would need some sort of an automated response to let the candidates know that you've received their resume, and you certainly need to let them know when they can expect that you will get back in touch with them. So that's a way that's a touch point that can build a strong brand identity. I have heard many times, I have friends who are applying for jobs and they sent out applications and never heard back from the employer whether or not the applications were received or that there might have been a time frame for follow-up on behalf of the employer. Now, I would say that I would recommend that if you know someone who's applying for a job in person, I would ask the interview person when they plan to follow up. So I don't think you can walk out the door without having some knowledge of what the game plan is going to be for follow-up. So in order for a company to make an impact, there's certainly things that can be done to impact their brand that need to be done, like the website, for example. and there has to be a clear career section or description that allows potential applicants to know how to apply for positions. And, of course, notices can be sent out through advertisements or perhaps having a present at career fairs. But you have to make sure that somebody who is working at a career fair on behalf of the employer has a good stage presence and that they have the enthusiasm to project an interest in the to attract an interest in the company, certainly. So you have to, so whatever your as an employer, whatever your plans are, make sure you get the most out of these different ideas. So, for example, does the job description convey the employment brand with a brief description of the organization? Are you sending the right person to represent your organization, which is was something I just mentioned? There are also some logistical aspects to consider when focusing on attracting talent. As you develop job descriptions for the roles being recruited, involve the manager or the supervisor. You need to know what exactly is required of the individual who will be working with a certain manager or supervisor, and they may be able to help you articulate more clearly exactly what's what the candidate needs to know about the job. Another thought here is to limit the qualifications to those that are required or preferred. It's easier to be broader in this area and to screen for the quote, would like to have, unquote, after you've seen all of the applicants. Be sure that the description is current if you are reusing a job description. So another thing that you need to consider, and I think is extremely important in society today, is word of mouth and networking continue to remain the most effective sources for talent within an industry. So you can certainly cast a wider net through online job board advertising, such as through industries, social networks, collegiate recruiting, as well as corporate websites. So, but I think word of mouth and networking really come first. In fact, I've often heard that an employer will hire someone who's recommended by someone who's already an employee, rather than go out into the marketplace to cast their net for people that they don't know or can't even get a referral to. So there has to be a long-term strategy for building the brand identity for the company so that it attracts the kind of talent that's important for the company as well as important for the people who are being recruited. And years ago, as a manufacturer's rep in the pet supply industry, I would get letters from companies that were looking for independent reps. I lived on straight commission for over 40 years just by being a salesperson, but it was amazing how many letters that I would get from people who were looking for reps, and they would say, they would state in so many words that they needed a decent rep. They would talk about the company and about how great it was, but they would never tell me what was in it for me to be a service provider for that company. So keep that in mind when you're promoting through the word of mouth and through any written words. What's in it for the person to be an employee of the company? It's a two-way street. It can't be just all company. It has to be what's in it for the person to want to be employed by your company. So these are some thoughts for you. And when I come back after hearing some more words from our sponsors, we're going to take a look at and this is a great article, Principles for Achieving Success in One's Business. So I'll be back after we do a news break and some weather, and we'll take a look at those other information that I mentioned.
USA Radio News.
Senator Bill Nelson's campaign filed a lawsuit today seeking to bar Florida's top election officials from rejecting unconventionally marked ballots. The lawsuit seeks to not disqualify ballots where selections are marked in different ways, so long as the voter's intention is clear. Celebrities who live in hard-hit areas of the California wildfires are stepping up to do what they can to help people and pets. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Actor James Woods helping with his Twitter account, using it to help people find their lost loved ones. Sandra Bullock donating $100,000 to the Humane Society of Ventura County for animals. And Lady Gaga, who evacuates her home in Malibu, showing up and volunteering at a Red Cross shelter.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced on Tuesday that State Treasurer Eric Schmidt will become the next Missouri Attorney General starting in January. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I'm here on Tuesdays from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Right now it's becoming overcast, and tonight there will be decreasing clouds this evening. Wednesday is slated for being mostly sunny with a high of about 40 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low of 26. And then Thursday, we're looking at a chance of rain and snow or mixed. So I'm not looking forward to that. There could be an inch, maybe 3/4 of an inch possible. And then Friday will rain before 1 o'clock. And Friday is a chance of about 80% precipitation. So, oh, goodness. So that's that's your weather forecast for this time frame. So we've talked about the trade show and some tips on becoming an exhibitor. And if I have time, I'm going to give you some tips on how to write successful marketing copy or press releases. So, but right now, I want to go to an article about principles to achieving success. This article appeared, I think it was in the September issue of the HuntingtonCountyChamber.org newsletter, which is very well written. There are all kinds of articles and updates on activities that are going on with the chamber. And by the way, it's very important that you do networking. If you have an office in your home especially, you can't just sit there. You have to get out and you have to go out and meet people. Nothing happens when you're sitting behind a desk. And I think that's also true of retail as well. You got to get out there. The chamber has several networking events that you can attend throughout the month. And of course, in addition to the chamber, there are other networking groups you can belong to. I, in particular, belong to two women's networking groups. One is called BW Nice. That stands for Business Women in Charity and Education. And the other one is BIG, B-I-G, that stands for Believe, Inspire, and Grow. Both of those organizations create a venue for business owners to help one another, because that's what business is all about. The bonus with BW Nice is that they also support nonprofit organizations. Each chapter chooses a nonprofit organization that helps women in domestic abuse situations, which is there's more prevalent than you and I will ever know. And so if you're a woman and you'd like to join any of these organizations or at least attend their meetings to find out what they're like, you can find them, you can do a Google search and you'll find their main websites and you'll be able to see where they have chapters. I belong to BW Nice. It meets in Huntington County at the Chalet Restaurant, usually on the second Wednesday morning. There's a breakfast and then usually a speaker. And then also I belong to the BIG group that meets, it's the Chester Long Valley group, and that meets actually at Toys with Love in Chester. And they also meet on Wednesday morning, the second Wednesday of the morning of the month. So anyway, let's go on here. There are three principles that you need to be aware of for achieving success in your business or success in life, really. And so I would like to share this information with you. So, and I'm I'm reading it from the article that it was in the newsletter. I'll probably make some comments on it as well. But people in the teams need purpose. They not only need to ask the question, but they need to have an answer for why do we exist. For example, an NFL team coming out of training camp and into the regular season lacking purpose will lack the passion and direction to reach the game of games, the Super Bowl. Studies show that people without purpose are vulnerable to boredom, anxiety, and depression. So without purpose, individuals will drift aimlessly through life and through their professional careers. When people have purpose, they have focus, direction, desire, aspiration, resolve, determination, tenacity, and a will to achieve. They're not deterred by setbacks, delays, or impediments. He who has a why can endure any how. And there have been people said that having a purpose has been able to lift them out of really a compromising situation, and has really helped them to identify and to live a purpose in their lives. So the power of purpose. So I think it was Simon Sinek wrote a book entitled "What Is Your Why?" And keep in mind that people buy why you do something. So if you explain to people that you have a passion for helping them or somehow being involved in decision making, perhaps based in your field of business, let them know. It's just not a job. It's something that you really have a purpose in life to pursue, and very, very important. So let's see. You look at your help of being an advocate. I was in a pet industry contest, if you will, about a month and a half ago, where one of the areas that they were looking for candidates to enter in this event was they were looking for people who were advocates. Now, being in the pet industry, a lot of pet people are advocates for animals, whether it's shelters or rescue groups and training programs and what have you. I entered as an advocate for the business owners to help them be successful through training and education so that they would not only choose the right products to promote to their to the pet parents and subsequently ultimately the pets, but they would have background knowledge about the products so that they would advise people accordingly. So what's the purpose that you have in your business? And people have to see this. I think they have to hear this in your voice, in your presentation. Then there's the power of passion. So this is number two. We have the power of purpose and now the power of passion. Passion is the fuel in the engine of purpose. So in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, passion is defined as a strong feeling of enthusiasm or excitement for something or about doing something. And there was an author, Michael Nolan, who said, "There are many things in life that will catch your eye, but only a few that will catch your heart. Pursue these." So keep in mind that leaders can tap into the passion of their teams by casting vision. Helping others to see the end result of something that's yet to be accomplished is the key to good vision casting. So there was an individual cited where he shared his vision for starting an orphanage, and he had 2 shillings in the pocket and never asked a person for a single donation. Yet throughout his years in ministry, he raised millions of dollars to help children who needed a place to live. So he cast a compelling vision for it, for what could be, and then got to work to make it happen. Passion has to show. And I, many years ago, Donald Trump, when he had his apprentice program, was interviewed, and I'll never forget, he made the comment that if you don't have a passion for what you do, you might as well fold your tent. And this is, I see this, I do a lot of counseling of small business owners, and I teach some startup classes for, launching a business. I teach business plans, and I don't see, there are some people that come into my classes and into counseling sessions that you can sell, really, they're really not sure about what they want to do, and I I feel very strongly that if they're not committed and you have to have the body language. You have to show that you really want to do something. And if you don't have that, I question whether or not they really will be successful. So keep that in mind. We have to have the power of purpose and the power of passion. The third one is the power of people. When people are motivated by a compelling vision, there's no stopping great things from happening. It's been said that teamwork makes the dream work. The power of people to accomplish goals and objectives can never be overlooked. So think about Michael Jordan, who said, talent wins games, teamwork and intelligence win championships. Interesting. So talent wins games, teamwork and intelligence win championships. As leaders in industry and in our communities, may we be alerted to the needs of others and harness the power of purpose, passion, and people to meet those needs. And people are so important. The people in your organization, your employees, have tremendous power. They can become advocates and evangelists for your business, as so long as they're treated properly. And in fact, I'm kind of going on a little sidebar here. But if your employees are not happy campers, then you're not going to have happy customers. So it's the purpose. The people need to know why they're doing what they're doing. And this is especially true when you're dealing with the different generations in your business. From a few people still have a few baby boomers left, and you get into the Generation X's and the Y's, who are millennials, and now you have the upcoming group. They all have different needs and different levels of needs. So make sure that you understand who they are. In fact, if you want to spend time reading up on these different generations, there are differences, and you need to be aware of them so that you treat people correctly. And again, use your passion to show the enthusiasm that you have for what they're doing, and empower your people, get them involved, because build a team. And if you do that, the company will definitely be successful. Now, the information about the achieving success, the principles for achieving success, were offered through at the Chamber's article by Mark Turner, who's president and CEO of Gilroy Chamber of Commerce. I don't know where that is. But at any rate, that was an article that he wrote based on 20 years of sales and marketing experience. And by the way, it says here in the credits, sales and marketing, J. Comer Levinson. I'm a guerrilla marketing coach, and guerrilla marketing was developed by J. Comer Levinson. One of his quotes is that if you think in terms of sales and marketing, what else are you doing wrong? So many people have titles on their business cards, on the plaques on their desks, and if they're in the sales and marketing department, it'll save, let's say, for example, VP of sales and marketing. Based on what Levinson states, marketing comes before selling. So I would urge anybody who is has a role in marketing and selling in a company that, and if you're doing both, marketing comes before selling. So switch them around. It makes a lot more sense because marketing builds awareness for a company. It gives people reasons to do business with your company or with you. And it also helps to validate the buying decision. Your selling skills come into play when you're communicating and working with people and developing messaging and sales tools and building sales territories and sales teams. But marketing really comes first. That builds attraction. And then the sales is really more the hands-on thing that you would be activities that you would be engaged in. So there you go. That's principles for achieving success. Okay, we're going to go back to here some of our sponsors, and I'll be back to you with some final notes about ways to be successful with trade events.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking. My program is Teachable Moments in Business, and today we've talked about tactics for building a brand identity and for attracting employees, and also elements to achieve success, sense of purpose, power of passion, power of people, and so that's been our focus today. I wanted to go back to the trade show marketing message is, you know, when you do a business expo or a trade event, it's important to invite people to your booth. And I recommend that you invite people 3 times before the event. So it would be 8 weeks, 4 weeks, and 1 to 2 weeks ahead of time. So it's very important that you create what I call a full circle marketing program that actually encircles the target audience that you are best suited to serve, because you want them to come to your booth. So the methods or the methods for outreach or the channels for outreach can be varied. It can be sending out a personal invitation. It can be on a brochure or a flyer. It can be a notice on your website, a free press release. There are just a lot of different ways you can get the word out. But here are a couple tips for creating a message that will be effective in reaching your target. First of all, create a killer headline. So work on the headline that your potential customers and clients will see. So it's important that you make it eye-catching, attention-grabbing, and irresistible. Within the headline, include all the essential pieces of information, including the benefits that your product or service provides, a sense of urgency, and even a question that gets your customers thinking about themselves and your business. Keep in mind that any messaging in anything you write, whether it's a newsletter, whether it's a brochure, a sales letter, a website, you know, messages on a website, it's all about the reader or the listener. It's not about you, the company. And that's a big mistake that companies make. So often I go to a website or I'll read a brochure, and they immediately launch into what the company does, but it never states in so many words that they understand where their readers are coming from, in terms of what's important to them. So very important that you write about what's important to somebody to do business with you. which means that you have to focus on the benefits. So many companies will give features. These are aspects of the product or service that it does, but it doesn't often doesn't explain what the feature translates into, which it would be benefits. Because people don't buy features, they buy the benefits. Very important. So keep that in mind. Also, perfect your text content. Accuracy is correct, so is critical. So check for spelling mistakes, typos, punctuation, poor grammar. And I think today, unfortunately, we're having a bit of trouble with that because younger people are not taught very well to express themselves in correct grammar. And English is not good, and it just drives me crazy. I'm not perfect, but believe me, there's a lot of room for improvement in that area. And then you don't have to fill up a whole lot of you don't have to fill up the space with the written word from corner to corner. In fact, it's a good idea to double space sometimes if you're writing an article. Bullet points come in handy. With those are very good too, because it makes whatever you've written easier to comprehend, to read and to comprehend. So if you ever need help on writing pages on your website or brochure, come and see me, because I do critique them. And I can tell you people do leave with insight that they can use to make better what they've written. So if you need that kind of help, you can always contact me. My phone number is 908-832-9544. In fact, if you would like to be on this program and be interviewed so that we can share some important tips to those who listen to our program, that would be great. Or if you have ideas for topics that you would like to have covered on these programs, and that, believe me, they're varied. I often interview people. In fact, I'm looking for people to interview between now and the end of the year, so on Tuesdays. So if you can recommend someone, or if you'd like to come for an interview, you're more than welcome to get in touch with me, and we can do it. We can do it over the telephone if you like. So there are ways that we can help you capture more business opportunities for your business. You can certainly download the audio from the website, the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website. Typically, I'm on Facebook Live, but our technology apparently is not working too well right now. So I've just gone to an audio for today. But this program and all the programs are archived on the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website. So I do hope that you'll go to that and look for information on the different presenters, as well as the titles of their programs. They're all listed on the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website. They're all archived. So I hope that you'll check us out. So let's see. I'm not sure what we'll talk about next week, but we'll be looking at some more information that will be helpful to your business. And give me a call if you need help. By the way, Rossmore Mentoring Group is a division of Califon Connection, LLC. We have two other businesses under that umbrella. One of them is Animal Brands. I work in the pet industry, no longer representing companies, but I do a lot of consulting for people who want to get into the pet industry. And if you know somebody who has ideas for pet products or services, you need to talk to somebody who's been there and done it. I've been in the pet industry for over 40 years. And then we also have a division called Rossmore Marine, and we sell floating docks to people who have waterfront property called Connect the Dock. And we also sell ramps called Roll a Ramp. So, we're kind of serial entrepreneurs. But whatever we can do to help you out with your business or your personal enjoyment of activities in your off hours, give us a call and we can perhaps help you out. So, and I have a lot of connections too. I know a lot of people, so I may be able to refer you to others. I'm also a counselor with the NJSBDC at Raritan Valley Community College in North Branch, New Jersey. And there I teach courses on, as I mentioned earlier today. So have a great week, and I'll be back next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
I want to thank the firefighters and FEMA and first responders for their incredible courage in the face of very grave danger. Yesterday, I signed a disaster declaration for the state of California. We will do everything in our power to support and protect our fellow citizens in harm's way. And we say, I think as a group, I can tell you as a group, God bless everybody.
President Trump earlier today from the White House, now all told over 7,000 firefighters are still fighting those firefighters and more than 7,000 structures have already been destroyed. Amazon will divide its new headquarters between Crystal City in Northern Virginia and Long Island City in Queens, New York. The split decision means each location can expect as many as 50,000 jobs and roughly a $5 billion investment. Some Democrats were not happy, though, with all the tax breaks Amazon received. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The trial for drug lord El Chapo has been delayed in a Brooklyn court. One of the jurors was having anxiety, and they're looking into replacing that juror with an alternate. Andrew Hogan is a DEA agent who helped bring down El Chapo. He joined NBC's Today Show to discuss how big it would be to put El Chapo in prison.
Chapo is the biggest. He always has been the largest, you know, drug kingpin.
Petco says eating natural foods is not just for humans anymore. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The pet supply chain says it's phasing out treats and foods with artificial flavors, preservatives, and colors. It'll start doing so in January. Petco makes nearly $100 million from the sales of such products, but the company says it believes healthier options will help minimize their losses. The Petco CEO, Ron Coughlin, says it's more important for the stores to put pets' health first. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.